the U.S. Forest Service and state wildlife officials don't see eye to eye on wildlife issues on Kuyu Island in Southeast. Tongass National Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole told the Alaska Board of Game on Friday that he supports most of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's proposals for changes in wildlife management in Southeast Alaska. But he says proposals to ban marten trapping on Kuyu and restrict bear hunting on neighboring islands are unnecessary. Cole says he's not convinced marten populations are in trouble on Kuyu. Marten are Alaska's most widely trapped species, and state officials say overtrapping is not a problem in most areas. But fish and game biologist Rich Lowell told the Board of Game yesterday that logging on Kuyu gives him concern for the species' future on the island.
Greater than 28,000 acres have been logged to date, and as I said, more is planned for the near future. It has an extensive road system, which would be expanded in association with that planned timber harvest. And roads in themselves equate to increased vulnerability of marten to trapping.
The board voted unanimously yesterday to ban marten trapping on Kuyu until the animal's numbers rebound. In other actions this weekend, the board put new restrictions on non-resident hunting of black bears in much of Southeast. The board also shortened the season for trapping wolverines throughout Southeast Alaska to avoid trapping females when they have young in their dens. 17 proposals on hunting and trapping in the Juneau, Gustavus, and Haines area were on today's agenda, including Fish and Game's controversial proposal to allow trapping within 50 yards of Juneau trails, as long as the traps are 5 feet off the ground and are no more than 5 inches across. That proposal passed late this afternoon. Trapping had been banned within a quarter mile of most Juneau area trails. The Board of Game is considering 56 proposals to change the way wildlife is managed. The board meeting continues through tomorrow in Juneau's Centennial Hall.